This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence. As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your member services manager.
Hey guys, this is Scott Houston. I'm not available to host for this episode, so Tamara Chafin, the Pool's communications officer, is taking over those duties. Tamara, take it away.
Welcome to episode 16 in the Risk Pool Stronger Together podcast series. Today's episode is Lessons from Hurricane Ian. Are you prepared? As always, we'll give you some basic information, visit with people who are experts in the subject, in this case, Taylor Matheny with Synergy NDS and Risk Pool board member Jeffrey Snyder, and then give you several action items to help you get everything you can from our partnership. First, let's talk about some context. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season, which begins on June 1st, will be here before you know it. We don't yet have the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's, or NOAA, Climate Prediction Center's forecast, but we wanted to get this information out to you as soon as possible. Tropical Storm Risk, another industry forecasting team, has already put out an extended range forecast for the season, predicting 3 major hurricanes, 6 hurricanes, and 13 tropical storms. That's slightly fewer than last year's NOAA prediction. But while we'll hope for the best, we should always plan for the worst. Last year, the Pool conducted hurricane preparedness workshops along the coast. A video of the workshop presentation, along with the PowerPoint and all kinds of additional resources, are linked below this podcast. Synergy NDS, our turnkey recovery partner, is actually based in Florida. After Hurricane Harvey, we saw their value and brought them on as one of our trusted partners. In this episode, we want to focus on a couple of lessons learned by Synergy staff from Hurricane Ian in Florida last year. We'll then talk to Plainview City Manager and Pool Board Member Jeffrey Snyder about his experience working with Synergy. Let's first listen to podcast host Scott Houston visit with Taylor Matheny, who's Director of Operations with Synergy.
Thanks, Tamara, and welcome, Taylor. Hurricane Ian was the third costliest weather disaster on record, with over $100 billion in damage. It also cost 149 Floridians their lives. And Taylor, you and your team were there, helping the Florida Pool's members prepare and then recover. I know you've learned many lessons throughout your career, but tell us your two best takeaways from Hurricane Ian.
One of those key takeaways is that, you know, unfortunately, many of our members had upwards of 85 to 90% of their scheduled property impacted, albeit to various degrees. However, you know, it's important to kind of forecast those different scenarios in some internal tabletops that we definitely encourage our members to partake in. That's a great usage of the Synergy Continuity of Operations Plan spreadsheet that we've provided members with in the past, and really forecast what would a scenario be like if 85 to 90% of your property had damage of some kind. Obviously, you're going to have to make some preparations for buildings that might not be accessible in order for your continuity of operations plans to play out.
Those spreadsheets you mentioned are linked below the podcast, and they are a great way for local officials to inventory what they have and what condition it's in, right?
Absolutely. Again, like I mentioned, with 3 months prior to hurricane season should give everybody ample time to be able to at least look at, you know, let's say the top 25 to 50% of your assets that are going to be most critical to you in those 30 and 60 days post-storm.
Got it. So the second big takeaway is this. You said 85 to 90% of municipal property was impacted by Ian, and probably the same percentage of city workers were as well.
A very large population of our member staff had damage, some on a minor scale and some on a pretty significant scale. And so obviously those folks have a family to help support. And because some of these folks were damaged to a high degree, they weren't available in those weeks and days following the event. Now is the time to have those conversations with your staff internally, to have those realistic conversations like, if and when we sustain damage to a large scale throughout the area, are those critical resources that the city is depending on, are they going to be around to help support? And by all means, I certainly understand having to take care of a family. However, these are important questions to ask, because if you don't have the key staff that's been put into your continuity of operations plans that are ultimately going to be there to help carry out your recovery plans, it's going to be very difficult and very challenging to get that initial couple weeks off the ground and get your city into a position to begin their recovery efforts.
And you had told me earlier that these were critical employees who couldn't get to where they needed to be. So what can be done in advance to help these folks be ready?
So now is a good time to have some conversations with your key employee staff and make arrangements to where, if their family needs perhaps a place to stay, is there an alternate location previously identified prior to a storm occurring? Are there additional resources that might be available, such as temporary power to help power their homes, to where we can get their families taken care of? And those key decision makers and those key leaders for our municipalities can kind of get back to the job that they're there to do.
Thanks as always for being with us, Taylor.
You can learn more about Synergy in episode 6, which includes interviews with city officials who have had great experiences with him. Let's now hear Scott's interview with Jeffrey.
Welcome, Jeffrey. To begin with, tell us where you work, how long you've been there, and what's your role?
Good morning, Scott. Great to visit with you. Yeah, I work for the city of Plainview, and I've been with the city since 2010. I first started out as their assistant city manager, and they appointed me to the CM role in July of 2014.
And you've been a trustee on our board for around 5 years. What made you want to serve in that capacity?
Well, I knew several of the past board members and current board members and visited with them about it. And when a position came open, I saw it as an opportunity to serve our cities across the state and also the other members that we represent. And I'll tell you, after being on the board for a number of years, you see the pool staff and the work they do, and they are truly committed to that partnership with the members. They live out their values of integrity, commitment to public service, really fiscal responsibility and commitment to that operational excellence. And it's been a great experience.
So this podcast is about hurricanes, both preparedness and after the storm. I'd like to talk about after the storm with you. Of course, you're in the panhandle, so why would I ask you about hurricanes? Well, luckily for our coastal members, we haven't had massive hurricane damage recently. So we don't have any examples there of our turnkey recovery process. But your civic center was damaged by another type of storm, the most recent ice storm that we dealt with. And it really doesn't matter for our purposes what caused the damages, but how we and Synergy help a member recover from it. So tell us what happened in your city.
Well, I received a call the morning of December 23rd about flooding at our civic center from a fire sprinkler head that had burst. And we had an issue where our local gas provider had a low pressure issue in town, and our civic center happened to be in that area. And mind you, this happened to be on the coldest day of the year where we had sub-zero temperatures over a couple of days, so it really wasn't a good combination. When the facility warmed back up, the frozen pipes burst and it flooded the entire facility.
And you could have just asked the pool to write you a check like an insurance company, but instead you chose to go with Synergy, our turnkey recovery partner. Synergy can come in immediately and stabilize damage, and they can also stay and perform the reconstruction, either as a consultant, just to help out, or a turnkey partner to get you all the way back, and under budget usually. So why did you go with Synergy?
And really what the importance of getting this facility back into operation as quickly as possible. And our staff is, you know, they're really busy managing just the regular day-to-day operations and providing oversight of our various construction projects we have in the community. So it's really difficult to pull them away from that work. So we thought it was a great opportunity to try the turnkey recovery program. And I will say, you know, overall, it's been a great experience. They were on site the day of the 23rd, providing an assessment of the damages and talking through a plan to get the facility back up and running. We discussed goals of the project. And due to our limited staffing capacity, we had them work with the contractors, do the whole reconstruction project for us, from the remediation work to renovations to the facility. You know, they handled paying the bill, prioritizing what it would take to get the building back up and running. And they had it back up and running in a few weeks before it had taken us several months, just because it's difficult when you have a limited staffing to manage those types of incidents that come up.
Thanks so much for being here, Jeffrey. Sounds like you've had a great experience with Synergy. And other local officials who are interested in learning more about Synergy can do that by listening to Episode 6 of this podcast.
This is the part where we talk about your action items. Action item number one, before the storm. Prepare your continuity of operations plans and update your schedules. You can update schedules anytime on the member portal, linked below this podcast. And you can use the spreadsheet linked below to help review each building that you have. Action item two, during the storm. Activate and communicate your continuity of operations plan. Who does what during landfall? Also, be flexible because the situation can change quickly. Practice at least once per year with a tabletop exercise throwing in new variables. Training matters. And action item three, after the storm. Step one is to complete damage assessments quickly and report them to the pool. We are the place to start, even if you have other coverage for some losses. The quickest way to do this, simply call our main number, 512-491-2300, to get the claims process started, even if it's after hours or on the weekend. Step two, act quickly, but also deliberately so you make property stable. And step three, most important, make sure to follow local, state, and federal procurement guidelines. And finally, listen to episode six to learn more about Synergy's turnkey recovery program, which can help you through the procurement issues you'll be facing. That's it. Thanks for listening today. It's time to get prepared for hurricanes before, during, and after. So let's roll.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.